Did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? Yeah, not great for our already struggling environment. That's why I'm so excited to talk about our partner today, Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. And the concept is pretty simple. You just fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. I literally just tried out the laundry tablet, and instead of having to bring my huge container like I normally do down the hall, I just brought the one tablet and my clothes came out so clean, just as clean as normal. I'm fully on board. It just makes my life easier and I'm helping the environment. And the best part, Blue Land has a special offer for listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/dateable. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/dateable for 15% off. That's blueland.com/dateable to get 15% off.
Hey, do you ever look at your closet and think you have nothing to wear? Or is it just me? It's not just me, right? This is why I can't believe I didn't discover Armoire clothing rentals earlier. With an Armoire membership, I can now build the perfect wardrobe with high-quality brands that I wouldn't normally think I could afford, such as Philip Lim, Monique Lhuillier, and Marnie. Doesn't it just sound fancy? To get started, all you have to do is take a 5-minute style quiz and select items from your dynamic, personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. And then when you're ready for new clothes, boom, swap them out for more new-to-you styles. I recently rented a pale lime green leather blazer from Alice and Olivia. You may have seen it on our Instagram stories. I am obsessed. It's so perfect. If you're like me who doesn't want to spend all that time putting together a look, but also loves looking stylish. Right now, our listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/dateable. That is armoire.style, that's spelled armoire.style. /dateable to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another quickie with Julie. If you are new to this quickie game, we are dropping, you know, these little one-off episodes every now and then that give us both a quick chance to talk about something that's currently top of mind for us or a theory or idea that we just want to explore a little more. So this week, I want to talk about the number one quality in a partner. Of course, there are so many qualities that are essential for a long-term relationship, but I do believe there is that one foundational quality, and without it, nothing else even matters. So what is it? Drum roll, please. Like my bad drum roll, but that's consistency. So what is consistency? To me, it means that the words and actions align, that there's none of this second guessing, trying to figure out what's going on, because everything is lining up. So for instance, they text when they say they will. They follow through with plans. Are they pretty even keeled? And you know, you know what to expect from them. There's none of this Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde going on where one day they are calm and collected and the next day they're angry and dramatic. You know what to expect from this person at the core of it. And this sounds boring. I get it. I've had this conversation before, like when people ask, like, how did you know your current partner was someone that was worth like investing in and pursuing? And I did say consistency. And saying that, I'm like, oh, that feels so blah. And he's so much more than just consistency. But I think why consistency is so important is because even though it's not like the fun and sexy qualities we think of, it's what allows for the fun and sexy qualities. If you're always just like wondering like when someone's gonna reach out again or never knowing what to expect from them, it's near impossible for a relationship to develop. So having this stuff intact with my partner, for instance, I knew every Wednesday at the beginning, it was a sure thing that we were gonna see each other. We started to get into that consistent rhythm. So it was like a Wednesday date and then we would throw throw in a weekend one as well. Also with texting, this was a major, major anxiety source for me for so many years. But with him, like, very rarely did it take him longer than, I don't know, a half hour to get back to me. Like, I knew that it was pretty consistent. And then when it did take longer, like, there was always a good explanation for it. It wasn't like he was withholding or playing games or just, you know, inconsistent person. I mean, sometimes people aren't even playing games. It's just a personality trait. And I think this is really important because from there, that let me, you know, feel safer and more secure in the budding relationship. And I could let down my guard. I could be myself. The connection could form. And I think that's something that's so wrong with modern dating today is that because there's so much inconsistency, that's why the emotional side never builds. The connection's missing when we're so focused on, like, does this person like me? Am I ever going to see them again? Like, trying to, like, obtain them more. And it took me a while. In the back of my mind, I always obviously knew this was something important to me. Like, you know, with friendships and family members, like, I valued when they were reliable and I could count on them. And I felt like I was that type of person in return. Yet in romantic relationships, this was never anything at the forefront. Like, I was focused on all the qualities, the chemistry, the butterflies, like if they were someone fun and funny to be around, like all of that took precedent over consistency. And it took me a long time to get here. And really, it was at the forefront of the last time I dated before I met my current partner. And part of it was looking at, like, what bothered me the most in dating in my past relationships. And I saw over and over again, it was when I didn't know where I stood, like when I didn't know if I would get the text back or, you know, if we'd have a plan again. Like, that general anxiety was very difficult for me. I really encourage people to look at, like, what it is that's bothering them, because it might bring to the forefront some of your core needs that you don't even realize that you have. And, you know, the other thing for me was that I was in a relationship that was on again, off again, which by definition is the opposite of consistent. And I knew that didn't work for me. Like, I wanted someone that I could spend every weekend with, no questions asked. It wouldn't even be a thing. Like, of course we'd be hanging out all the time. There wouldn't be this, you know, hot and heavy period followed by I'm not sure if I can do this. I don't know where this stands. Like, that felt like a roller coaster. And I realized that's not the type of relationship I wanted. So some of it was coming to terms with the fact that I had to really honor those core needs of feeling safe and secure and knowing that I could rely on my partner. With consistency, like, it's so easy to let this slide, like, oh, you know, they just were busy this week, or I don't know, they were in a bad mood, that they seemed just different or whatever. And in this time when consistency was at the forefront, I was definitely tested. So this was over the pandemic, and I was on the East Coast at my parents' house, but I was still doing video dates with people in San Francisco, and I met this one guy, and it's kind of embarrassing to say this now, but in the moment, like, I felt like this could be something, even though I've still never met this person to this day. And it started off super consistent, like every day he would be texting, we'd be setting up video calls, we were literally counting down the days till I got back, even him saying that he was going to pick me up at the airport, all of that. And then, of course, when I got back, things took a sudden turn. And he was nowhere to be found. It was really hard to even, like, get in touch with him. Like, he'd respond, but it just didn't feel the same way. And, like, setting up the date, it felt like I was, like, pulling teeth to do it. And I remember having this moment of, like, this is not what I want at all. I want someone who can make the time and to show up, and that's all there. So I did send this text to him and be like, hey, you know, I'm looking for someone that wants to make a relationship a priority. And if that's not you right now, that's totally cool, but I'm going to move on and try to find that person. And he did respond, actually pretty nice, but no surprise, was like, that isn't me right now. Sometimes it takes time to see if someone's consistent. Like, even if they're starting off, if you see that drop, that's something you can address with them clearly and have a conversation. And just, you know, to put this in perspective, I did have, like, a few conversations leading up to this text. It wasn't just out of nowhere that that was dropped. But ultimately, like, you have to know what's important for you. And if consistency and having a reliable partner is at the forefront, then it's time to get rid of the people that aren't showing up that way. And I'm so glad that I did, because again, it made room for the type of partner that was consistent, that I could develop a relationship with. Because how can you have a relationship when you're wondering if you'll hear from this person or see them ever? It's impossible. Consistency is the baseline for a healthy partnership, because you don't want to be guessing how someone is feeling and what they're doing. You're not waiting for that text because you already have the consistent communication. You're not worried that they won't ask you out again because it's clear they want to be with you. And you're not concerned about them ghosting or ending things out of the blue because you know where you stand. And the surefire sign that there is consistency is when you have nothing to talk about with your friends. It sounds so boring, yet it is so blissful. So I really hope that this can help people kind of reframe why consistency is so important. It's not the only quality to look for. Of course, you need to enjoy the company of the person you're with and find them attractive. But by putting this at the forefront, you can make sure that anyone you date passes this bar, the foundation of a healthy relationship, before you get emotionally invested in someone who just can't meet those basic needs. Hopefully this helps someone that might be dealing with someone inconsistent, and remember that that person is out there that wants to be just as consistent as you are. Have a good week.